5:45, good morning. We're very happy you've decided to start your Tuesday, April 9th, with us here on The Morning Reboot. Floyd is still a little bit naked.
I know.
Headphones, but that's okay. We need the headphones so we can hear what we say through the microphone.
Yes.
But can't you hear what you're saying? There's something, it's kind of hard. You have to be here.
Radio lingo.
Exactly. Again, it's good to have you here. We'd love you to text the show so that we know you're awake. You can text anytime, 419-240-1055, sometime before 9 o'clock, a couple of minutes before 9 o'clock. And then until around 9:20, we're going to throw a national keyword at you to try to win the $1,000 payoff. That's a different number to text in for that contest, and you have until 9:20 to text that word, so there's a big window to grab that between 8:50 and 9:20. Long before that, a friend of mine, and we'll explain who she is more when she arrives, but Dr. Andrea Mata, she's a friend of mine from the University of Findlay. She'll be here a little bit after 7 o'clock. She's got an event to talk about. A little bit after that, 7:30, things that won't be here in 50 years, which sounds like a long ways off, but I found a really good article with a list of things that I'd like to share with you, and we'll see if we can't come up with our own. It is a Beyonce day on Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, just after 8 o'clock, and Jeffy McGee will be here as well. It's going to be a busy morning. We're glad you're here. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm. Hashtag some pig. He's in Sylvania. Again, the number to text anytime or call 419-240-1055. 546. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the headphoneless Floyd.
Hi.
What's the most random, useless piece of Beyonce info you think you know?
I think I know.
Yeah, like because Beyonce for
her talking, middle name.
What is it?
Giselle.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
G-I-S-E-L-L-E.
So like Bunchen?
Yeah, it's very basic.
That's not basic at all.
Actually, it is basic. Like if I was like on the level of Beyonce, which I was, I would change my middle name to capital G I capital Z E L L E with that thing over it, like on the Beyonce. So Giselle.
Okay.
I'm wired today.
Oh, are you?
I am. Good morning, Joshua.
Hi, Josh. Good morning. We get your text messages. We try to do our best to acknowledge them either through the text, sometimes hours later, or on the air, but we do get them. 419-240-1055. I forgot to mention the story. I remember during the panel full of ladies yesterday. And by the way, Glisten's Day of Silence. What's happening with that this Friday, shortly after 6 o'clock? Okay, cool. I forgot to mention, after we asked the panel full of ladies yesterday, is your phone listening to you?
Yes.
They all said yes, without hesitation. Do you think your phone's listening?
Like, what do you mean by that question? Like, what? Like when I type something, ads show up everywhere?
Yeah.
Yes, it's totally listening to me, because I was looking for backdrops yesterday, and then all these Facebook ads of backdrops showed up. I go, you weren't there 5 minutes ago.
What about actually, like, listening? Like, if I'm like, sure do need some new flamingo pens, and then all of a sudden an Amazon ad for flamingo pens.
Yeah, that's what I meant, because I hand to Todd. So Stefan and I were talking yesterday, and I'm doing a theme party in July, and we're talking about it, and I promise you, it showed up on Facebook, and I clicked the link, and I went down this rabbit hole of backdrops. So it totally was a Facebook ad first.
Okay.
I don't know how it happened, but yeah.
Hi,
Dina. Good morning.
Hi.
I don't think the phones are... By the way, it's The Morning Reboot, 549-2419-240-1055. I don't think they're listening, per se. And I went through this exercise the other night. I was going through my Chicago shows in SVU.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't DVR. I just watch a day later through the network apps. And I stream them to my TV. And save password on those apps or save login is like an exercise in futility. I'm constantly logging in. It's like a joke when it says, do you want to stay logged in? Because I constantly have to log back in.
Right.
And then the apps to TV through like Chromecast can be really wonky. But anyway, so I start seeing this commercial for KFC waffles and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's who's ever playing Colonel Sanders hugging an Aunt Jemima syrup.
oh no,
thing or whatever. It's like the greatest pairing in breakfast foods or whatever. So chicken and waffles, and you know, when if you watch something like that, you see the ad repeatedly.
Yeah.
Then I'm scrolling through my browser as I'm second screening on my phone, and a KFC chicken and waffles ad showed up. And I'm like, okay,
maybe that's a coincidence.
And then I do not believe that the phones are actually listening. Yeah. Do I believe it's possible? Yes. Do I think they are? No. I mean, of all the trouble that Facebook and places are in, I don't think they're ready to cross that line. But and then I realized what it was. It's all the apps on my phone talking to one another like in fractions of seconds. Because remember, I was streaming from my phone on my wireless from the app.
So, like, everything's going through the air, so someone's listening.
It's not the air.
It is there. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just saying, like, there are times that I've said stuff and it showed up, and we have it on the text line that says, totally disagree with you, Eric. There's no way it's just a coincidence.
I'm not going to die on this hill or this argument. Again, I think it's possible. I don't think places will have crossed that boundary yet. And I think there are reasonable ways to, like I said, everything was the source of all of that content was my phone.
Right.
Like the KFC commercial came from the ad on my phone, came from the ad on the app on my phone, which pumped back the browser ad. So I think they're explainable.
Did you want chicken and waffles though?
No.
Because I do now. And I didn't even see the ad. Watch now. It's going to be 10 ads on my Facebook and or on my Instagram now has commercials too. You just scroll through them though. And but they have them.
There's a lot more of them.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
If you do go get chicken and waffles, go to Fallon Vodder downtown.
I haven't had their chicken waffles, but I had like their wraps and their, I do their 3 for $12 apps.
I didn't know they had that.
They do.
Very nice. 5:52, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. There's a couple of like backbreakers for me and deal breakers, backbreakers.
Okay.
Things that really upset me, but there's nothing I can, not even like worse than a pet peeve. And I've mentioned this on the show before. People who are, we all have our phones in our hands or near us. I'm guilty of like when I stop at a light, I will pick up my phone.
Yeah.
But people who hold their phones at high speeds on like 75.
And talking like they're on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
It's my biggest pet peeve.
I saw one worse than that the other day. And I've said before, like, I want to honk at these people.
Uh-huh.
But then I realized they could jerk the wheel and die. And
then it's a chain reaction.
I don't want that on my conscience.
Yeah, you were free, but everyone else behind you was just in a pile up. Yeah.
I saw a woman on an airport the other day just pass. It's Swan Creek, right? Heading.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Heading west on an airport just past Swan Creek.
So, by the park, right?
Doing a decent speed. And I could see it. So she was FaceTiming from her car.
You are.
I'm not making this up.
Cuss word kidding me right now.
I swear to God.
Are you serious?
She was FaceTiming.
Okay, so here's the thing. And I'm not sitting here being Bible Betty Thumper right now. What is so important that you have to... First off, I don't understand... I have a phone. I don't even FaceTime. When someone FaceTimes me, I'm just like, text me.
Right.
So, but let alone driving, was she by herself?
Yeah.
Not like it's better, but like.
It wasn't somebody holding the phone for her. It was her by herself.
See, I can see FaceTiming if you have like the little thing in your mirror holding your phone and you're just talking.
She was holding it.
But not looking at it. Like, hey girl, I'm driving. Text me later. And you press the button, you hang up.
I was next to her enough to see that she was looking.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Looking into the phone, looking at the road.
She better get her rocks off now because they're cracking down on that in Lucas County. It was on the news this morning.
I was stunned by it.
Were you, for all intents and purposes, flabbergasted? That's a good word. I'm bringing it back in 2019.
I was upset. Like,
is that important, though? Like, what? First off, get out of your own egotistic mania in your head that you have to FaceTime while driving, let alone on an airport highway, a busy road where, like, everyone can see you. And also, ma'am or sir, I don't know who this was, state troopers are lurking up and down that street that highway all the time.
They are, yeah. I just saw somebody pulled over in the Wendy's at Reynoldson Airport the other
day.
Yeah,
like, the balls of this human. Like, what?
We all get a little, I think we get a little peeved when we see someone FaceTiming in a store. Do we?
I do.
Because we can hear your conversation.
I've done it before, and I felt absolutely uncomfortable, but I'm like, this is a necessity. I have to tell my sister, does she do we like this or that? Because sometimes you send a picture, it takes forever. But I'm like, FaceTime. I get the FaceTiming in public, but don't make it a conversation.
Yeah.
Just be like, red or blue, which color should I get? Yeah. And they say red, and you hang up real quick.
So, like, that's more of a nuisance, like a headache. Like, I feel like
FaceTime
I should.
FaceTiming while driving? How does one do that? Like, I don't. Okay, so like I said, not being Betty Bible Thumper, like I've texted and drove before, but I'm so much better at it now because now that my car has like the Bluetooth hookup that's and stuff.
Good. That's good. You're so much better texting and driving.
Now. No. Sorry.
About,
that came out
about
wrong.
Not doing it.
I don't do it.
Right.
Anyway, like even I, Stefan and I were driving and I went to pick up my phone. He like swatted my hand and I was just like, oh, that's right. Because it's just human nature just to pick it up. I'm not even doing anything. Just looking at my phone. I don't even know why.
It's a reaction.
Yeah, I just grab it. And I'm not texting. And I'm not like... But like now that I have like the Bluetooth hookup in my car, there's a button on my dashboard, my eyes are fully on the road. It's like, dune, sync, say a command. And I'm just like, Bluetooth audio or text mom, call Eric.
Yeah.
Calling Eric. Do you confirm this command? And I just go, yes. And then it goes through the speaker. So like, that's a great... So if I ever get another car, that's going to be like a thing for me.
I happen to enjoy driving, not necessarily long distances, but I've slowly come around to why there will be self-driving cars. And it's for people like that.
Which is ridiculous. And I wish I would get hit by a car that was self-driving. I would be so mad. Because there's no liability.
Well, yes, there will be.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's a self-driving car. Who am I going to sue? Who am I going to go through the insurance agency?
I mean, remember someone who...
Sorry, I just got real mad like, all of a sudden.
That self-driving car will be that person who's FaceTiming, and instead of driving, they're the passenger in the self-driving car. Think about it. And we'll talk about... Well, maybe we can do this for like 90 seconds. Whenever anything is going to come or go in the future, who stands to make money from it?
The man.
Someone
or a woman,
and there is money to be made. Maybe there will be less accidents in the future, and that takes away some insurance business. I don't know.
Maybe that's my initial. I'm turning into an old fogey type man. I don't want no driver. Was it
human, driverless car?
Driverless car. Because if I'll be gee darn if I get rear ended by someone and they're like, oh, I was FaceTiming. I didn't know what happened. What do you mean you don't know what happened?
But that's the point. Like, if they were in a self-driving car, the accident would likely not have happened. Because the car would be intuitive enough to avoid it.
Okay. I'm going to want...
Okay.
Technology sometimes flubs up. Look at our phones. They freeze all the time. We're so reliable on them. What if a self-driving car, the wheels lock up, and all of a sudden, Miss Sally Walker is like, oh, no, I don't know what to... Oh, my God.
Let me pose it this
way. And now she's... burnt and there's a family in a minivan and don't give it to me. I don't want it.
I'll pose it.
I don't want it in my nation. Not in this nation.
I'll pose it this way as food for thought. That is a lot less likely to happen than human error, which there is a lot of, which is why we all have to have car insurance.
Yeah, but we say that now. So on the other aspect, if I get a self-driving car, do I have to pay so much in car insurance?
It might be less. The liability will be shifted to the
maker.
I
still don't want it. I'll pay my insurance. Okay. I will.
5:59, the morning reboot on Q105. You can text the show this morning, 419-240-105. $5,000 payoff with the national keyword shortly before 9 o'clock. Glisten's Day of Silence. Some new friends and maybe a cause you want to be a part of next.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Employees papers. Congratulations. We're up to 94th place. out of 125 metro areas in which reside in which to reside, Toledo finds itself about 4/5 of the way down the list, 94th, according to U.S. News and World Report's Best Places to Live. Last year, we were at 102. According to the magazine's five metrics used to place the city, Toledo made strides in housing affordability, value and quality of life, and in net migration, people moving here. What's notable to me is that Toledo is moving up the rankings. We may not be ranked number one quite yet, but we've moved up from where we were, according to Mayor Wade. For the third consecutive year, Austin ranked as the best place to live, while San Juan, Puerto Rico was given the dubious last spot honor for second straight year. Should we go to Austin?
No, we're moving up. I'm good here.
Okay. What do you want to shoot for next year in the mid-80s?
Where are we at now?
94?
94.
It's like 85.
I'm going to keep it a good Toledo realistic. 92.
Okay. The Toledo Police Foundation plans to donate an ice cream truck to the department, and the staff, TPD, will staff the truck with officers who will pass out ice cream to kids throughout neighborhoods once the weather turns hot. City council records state the truck will be used as a community services tool to interact with and positively improve the relationships with the citizens of Toledo. This is just another way we can get out of our police cars. According to Police Chief George Crawl, we can reach out to kids in their neighborhoods. Money for the truck, about $22,500, was donated by the Mud Hens. The truck will be decorated with police lights and sirens, logos, and paraphernalia from the Hens and Walleye. And over at TPS, they'll host a contest among its students to name the truck. The chief also hopes to work with local businesses to have all the ice cream donated. I think it's a great idea.
That's awesome. I like that.
Of course, the cynics on Facebook posts were like, they should be out there stopping crime.
But here's the thing, though. Like, as a kid growing up, like, I didn't grow up in an inner city, but I had cousins. Like, when you see a police officer in a uniform, that's intimidating and frightening. And this is a way to get into the community and, like, earn more respect through the community. Like, whether it be a citizen walking down the street or an officer on duty. Like, why is there always so much negative stuff when we try to do positive things?
And they're,
like, seriously. Like, just, this is a great idea. I love this idea.
There are also other people who work for the police who don't just stop bad people.
Exactly.
There are other jobs to do. There's a new golf ball size addition at the zoo. The zoo announced Friday the birth of a southern three-banded armadillo. The mother and her pup are off exhibit, though the father remains on exhibit in the zoo's aviary with the sloths and lion-headed tamarins. Last week's news comes after the zoo in February announced the birth of a new polar bear cub, later named Borealis. Southern three-banded armadillos are found in the southern interior of South America. Three-banded armadillos grow up to about 9 to 13 inches long and to about 3 to 3.5 pounds. The species is one of only two types of armadillo that can roll into a ball to protect itself from predators.
Have you seen an armadillo roll into a ball?
I haven't.
I'll find the video. It is the most cutest thing ever. They, like, kind of just hop and roll. It's the cutest thing ever.
It'll be the next YouTube I watch.
Yes.
Surveillance video, according to a story from 13ABC, shows that all the owner of a Toledo 7-Eleven talking with a teen attempting to steal from his store. Do you want me to call the cops or will you take it out? Says the store owner, Jitendra J. Singh, of his conversation with the kid over the weekend. Jay says he was alerted by a clerk about a suspicious person pocketing items at his Upton and Burdan shop. After watching his cameras, Singh confronted the thief and was shocked by the young man's response. He said, "I'm stealing for myself, I'm hungry, and I'm doing it for my younger brother." Rather than calling the cops, Jay sent the teen back to the aisles to grab pizza, sandwiches, and other food, all free of charge. "It's not going to make any difference to me if I give him some food, because we make a lot of food. We sell a lot of food. If he goes to jail, he's definitely not going to do anything good with his life."
And also, to follow up on this, they interviewed him on 13ABC this morning, and he said if the man is able to work, he is willing to offer him a job.
I love that.
Oh, look at all this positivity in Toledo. Let's move up to 75.
I like it. More cynics might go, well, maybe this will just further empower the kid to keep stealing.
Yeah, and those people are going to keep us at 95.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Cynicism drops us. Positive and good vibes for the community moves us
up. Legit, yes.
Some of the places you can go if you are hungry, as written up by 13. 13 ABC, Connecting Kids to Meals, Toledo Northwestern Ohio Food Bank, and the Seagate Food Bank. And lastly, the Virginia Cavaliers return home Tuesday after winning their first national title by outlasting Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime. With the victory Monday night, Virginia shed its label last year as a postseason underachiever when they lost to the number six. They were the first ever number 16 seed, first ever number one seed to lose to a number 16 seed last year. Last night, they won the tournament, first ever, first overtime game in the national championship since Kansas beat Memphis in 2008. It was a thrilling tournament.
And they've been ranked like number one like six times.
Yeah. You mean during the season?
I don't know. I heard it at Sports Ball this morning. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Well deserved.
Then I turned off the TV.
Well deserved.
Yeah, I mean, sports.
There you go.
What's after March Madness now? Because that was the big thing.
The NFL draft in a couple of weeks. So, it's baseball now, the NBA playoffs.
So Super Bowl, March Madness, the draft. I'm trying to line them all up.
The last time LeBron James and the Lakers didn't make the playoffs, the last time that happened...
Wait, the NBA is happening?
You were barely out of high school.
Okay. I don't even know what's happening. I try to understand everything, but man. Unless it's the Olympics, I don't care.
6:40 with the morning reboot on Q105, Eric Chase and Floyd. Ryan Reynolds goes home where it all began. We'll do that before 7. 6:53. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. There's a new animal at our zoo. If you want to hit that, we hit it in news about 20 minutes or so ago. Remember to get the podcast of today's episode after 10 o'clock this morning. Text my name to 419-240-1055. The zoo animal story is on our Q105 Facebook page. So briefly, we talked about yesterday that Jeopardy is looking for a new host.
Yes.
I believe that's always on Jeopardy is always on ABC, right?
CBS.
Is it?
It comes on after Wheel of Fortune because ABC has Entertainment Tonight at the same time the game shows are on.
Okay, I know they're syndicated on different networks, but when I saw that this person was going to be on a game show, I was like, is Ryan Reynolds going to be the new host of Jeopardy?
Oh, do you think he's too angsty for it? I think he'd be too out there. I would watch it. I would, you know how I feel
about it. Steve Harvey's on Family Feud.
I know, and he's doing a good job too.
But it looks like Ryan Reynolds will be back at ABC where he originally started a long time ago for Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, which ran from 1998 to 2001. Also, Reynolds' Deadpool franchise recently became a part of Disney and ABC, but he'll be on a show that he's going to help executive produce as well called Don't, and it's described as a comedic physical game show in which families of four are asked to perform various challenges. What's that sound like?
Double Dare.
Yep. Family members have to work together on mental and physical tasks with just one rule. Don't do something. They might be told to don't slip, don't laugh, don't scream, don't forget, or another don't challenge. And there'll be some money to win and families competing against the other families.
It sounds like it could be good. It sounds like Ellen's Game of Games, but family friendly.
Will it be family friendly with Ryan Reynolds?
He says family. I'm sure there'll be some undertone jokes that the kids won't understand.
Right.
Like when you hear family stuff, I think of Family Double Dare or I guess Family Feud only has adults. But I feel like ABC needs a family-friendly game show. All the other networks have game shows. Why not?
Does that make sense? And maybe this is theirs. Let's jump ahead to Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. Why do they stay mum on their romance? Well, for a good reason. They keep it private. And by the way, they are still together. They keep it private and protected for the most part because they don't want to disrupt either of their families. They're a blended family. A source tells Us Weekly Jamie rarely has her over his house and they mostly hang out separately from their kids. Us broke the news in March of 2015 that he was with her and they'd been secretly seeing each other for 2 years. Holmes shares 12-year-old daughter, Suri. She's 12. 12.
That's crazy. That I remember when she was born into that.
That craziness.
That religion.
that's obviously Tom Cruise's daughter. Jamie Foxx is the father of two daughters, Corinne, 25, and Annalise, 10, from previous relationships. Speculation that had the pair call it quits after 5 years together came around in February when Fox said he was single at an Oscars charity gala. But a source told Us that was just his very passive comment and very nonchalant as well. A month later, He and Holmes seemingly put an end to the breakup buzz after they were spotted together on a romantic walk in Central Park in New York City on March 25th.
Can you imagine being like in New York City, like living there, just hanging out at Central Park with your family? You see Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx walk past and you just go, mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think I'd be that person just like, huh, hello.
I get what you're saying. I think that would be a bigger deal if they're at like Side Cut or Middle Ground. Like,
right.
Because in New York City, you can blend in a little bit.
I guess you're right. But I'm just saying, like, for them, like, not saying that they're not together, but then, like, you're that one person who doesn't have their phone on them because, like, you just want a day in nature and you see Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx walk past and you're just like, damn it!
Right here! TMZ! Right. Says you're not together and you're standing here together!
I'm going to sell this to you for 15 cents!
did you read through this Halsey story?
No. Is it the... Give me, no, but remember, I don't read entertainment. I want to be surprised like everyone else listening.
I like her words in this story. You're never going to agree with anybody, even ones that you like all the time.
Right.
And I take issue with some of her stances, or at least how she positions them. But she opened up about hitting rock bottom as a homeless teenager before she signed a record deal and became what she is. Speaking at Ending Youth Homelessness, a benefit for my friend's place gala on Saturday, she revealed she considered prostitution as a way to survive. When I was living in New York, I was a teenager. My friends were picking out decorations for their dorms, and I was debating whether or not I should let a stranger inside of me so I could pay for my next meal. It wasn't something I did. It wasn't because I did something bad. It wasn't because something was wrong with me. It wasn't because my parents didn't love me. They did love me very much, but a series of unfortunate circumstances led me into that position. It can happen to almost anybody. Halsey said her life changed when she met a record executive who signed her to Capitol Music Group. When I met him, I had crazy hair, I had one demo in my pocket, and I was carrying a gray duffel bag. Sat down in his office, his cubicle, and he asked me, what's in the bag? I looked him dead in the eyes, and I said, this is my house. Halsey said, and these are the words I really like. Halsey said, everyone's redemption story is not like her own, but added that it doesn't make someone in need less deserving of assistance because they're something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like that.
So don't give somebody something, money, food, a home, a job, because you hope they'll turn into something. Give them something because they are a human being right. now, and if you can give them a chance.
And I like what she said, like, it could be anyone, like, that, and it... And I said this when we talked about Wendy Williams a few weeks ago or last week. She just saved someone's life by telling her story. There's many people out there in the business that I work in outside of here and the school. There's a lot of homeless teens out there. And sometimes the resort for extra money is to become a sex worker willingly. You know what I mean? Like, it's a story, sad but true. Like, we can't not downplay those people. We cannot... shame them, because we, in the end of the day, we are animals and we are just trying to survive.
Yep.
And for some people, that's the path that they have to do to get back on their feet.
Yep.
I can't imagine. I just can't.
I think we're all aware of the growing dialogue about human trafficking and sex trafficking.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all aware of the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
But sex trafficking is a big deal as well. It's connected to the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
What do you think dovetails into sex trafficking? Teenage homelessness.
Yeah.
They're all pronged together in some way. So that's what makes them so complicated, nearly unbeatable problems. But we try to make some headway.
And I know, like, when every time, I know there's probably someone listening right now who, like, when they hear it, they're just like, oh, but, like, you have to give it a face and a name, because that's the first step in healing and cleansing and hopefully in the long run stopping.
Mm-hmm.
So
7 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. You can text the show 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. When it comes to kids getting better lives, sometimes adoption is that route. My friend, our friend, Dr. Andrea Mata from the University of Finley will be here to talk a little bit about that, but a lot more next.
Q105.
It's 7:11 on the morning reboot. Good morning, Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. You can text the show whenever you'd like. Around 8:50 this morning, your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. And please let me introduce a friend of mine, Dr. Andrea Mata, who you might know from many podcast visits, but now here on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Toledo.
And Sylvania and Mommy.
And all the surrounding areas.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
What's Philip's favorite place? Oh, hold on. The thing he says when he does weather.
Ottawa Hills?
No, the other place.
Point Place?
I'll figure it out.
Old Orchard?
Old Orchard. There it is. Yeah.
He likes Old Orchard.
Where's Old Orchard?
it's like behind, it's like Central and Secor area, just in between like the Dunkin' Donuts and UT.
Okay.
That work?
That works.
Okay. It's like the poor Ottawa Hills, relatively speaking.
Okay, I was about to say.
It's,
instead of the streets are paved with gold, it's like gold plated.
Yes. Exactly. So Andrea is here, one, to just hang out and visit because she is a mom, kind of like our friend Ashley, with a set of twins and then another newborn. Mm-hmm. You have three under three, right?
Three, two, and under.
So there's that. But before we talk about any of that stuff, you are also a professor at the University of Findlay in the behavioral sciences department. I know that's the catch-all. In the behavioral sciences department, you're off until the fall to take care of all these many children.
Yes.
But you have an event that we mentioned briefly last week about adoption that you wanted to come talk about. And I was like, absolutely. It's less we have to do.
Absolutely. So tomorrow, starting at 3:30, so it'll go from 3:30 to 4:30. It's on campus, University of Findlay's campus, at the College of Business and Student Life building. It's the brand new building on campus. And it's in room 122, I believe. I should double check that. But it's my mentor from graduate school, Dr. Manfred Van Doelman. He is a leading expert in adoption. He used to do a lot of adoption research. And then back in 2011, him and his wife, Jen, adopted three siblings from Oregon.
What kind of things does he talk about? I feel like when we were all kids, adoption was kind of a whispery, stigmatized topic, but not so much anymore.
So he'll talk about what the research shows about, like, hey, how to kind of parent and how to build a strong family unit around the adopted child, because families with adopted kids experience different kind of struggles, different challenges across the lifespan. And so he's going to kind of talk about what research says will help those kind of families have an easier time. I'm not going to say an easy time, but maybe an easier time. And then he will share his own stories of adopting three siblings. So him and his wife, Jen, they went from having no kids to having three kids.
Instant family.
Like, I think like six, four, and three.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And all the struggles that come with that.
For sure.
Are there any like go-to statistics for when it comes to adoption, whether it's here locally, regionally, or nationally? Like, you know, my go-to for our mental health, like one in four American adults has a mental health issue. Is there a go-to for the amount of people that are adopted or anything like that?
I don't know off the top of my head. Manfred will definitely know those kind of statistics. Okay. So if you're interested, please contact Eric, and then he can give you some details and come on out to the event.
I'd be happy to pass that along.
Yes. Sorry, you can go.
No, it's just 7:15, the morning reboot. Our friend Dr. Andrea Mata from Behavioral Sciences Department at University of Findlay is here.
My friend actually recently adopted a child from high school. I mean, my friend from high school adopted a child, and maybe he could answer your doctor friend. She's worried about the time that the child finds out that they're adopted. Like, how do you explain that? So I know that's weighing heavy on her heart right now. And it's still a newborn, but like, I just know that it's in her mind, like, one day these questions are going to come. So
from that, I know, like, the earlier the better, as soon as like the child can like comprehend and understand.
Okay.
I'm constantly like talking about it, but like as far as like a concrete age, that I don't know, but I know like the earlier the better.
Okay.
Like I have a cousin who was adopted, and they didn't tell her until like she found out somehow, like during the teenage years.
Can you move your microphone like towards Floyd so that we don't turn your head?
Then it caused a bunch of issues for her.
Okay. I could imagine the havoc that could cause, because we've talked about it a couple times Andre, I don't know if you and I have ever discussed it, but we see some of the surprise and shock people are getting when they send off their DNA and they're like, oh my God, I never knew that, you know, this person wasn't that or I'm that. So it causes you to open your eyes a lot and have to deal with some things that you weren't prepared for.
Absolutely. And so I think so that the more that we can get information and knowledge out there for families who are adopting.
You said he talks about his personal experiences because he lives it. Let me ask you this. Do his kids look like him? I mean,
no.
same ethnicity?
Yes, all three of them are white.
Because converse to what Floyd said, you know, if a child grows up and they don't know otherwise, if the children are of different ethnicity, that's another kind of discussion to have with the kid. Why do I look different than you? Mm-hmm. Kids at school are asking me. I wonder if that's something that he might broach or at least suggest where to talk about with something like that.
Especially now that there's a lot more international adoptions.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock. She got two black babies. She has two black babies.
I mean, they break down the stigma. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, your kid doesn't have to look like you.
Yeah. Right.
Not at all.
And I think in that situation, it's just a happy home. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all, every child just wants to be happy no matter who they are. So, but kids also grow into nosy teenagers. So, like, I think you would want to keep that dialogue open. Like, I'm not adopted, but, like, my sister and I, I don't know if you guys ever had this, if you guys have siblings. Like, if you're adopted, would you want to know who are birth mother or father is? And my sister and I were always like, no, not really. Our mom worked out pretty cool. But
yeah.
Like, that's just how we think. But like, there's kids want answers. They want to know, like, if I have a little Caucasian child, they're like, Dad, why are you so dark? And there's going to be a time where I would have to explain to them.
And it's probably because their friends or bullies mm-hmm. are asking them a question and it makes them, oh, here we go. They overlook their own psychology of, you're happy. Why are you questioning it?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it's also that I come from a single parent home. There are many times I came home and I go, Ma, why don't I have a dad like John or Tony? You know what I mean? Like, so I guess it works that same way with, like, why am I different than, why am I not the same? Why do I not match my other friends?
Mm-hmm. 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 And as we know, kids are cruel.
They are very cruel, mm-hmm. Especially 6th through 8th graders.
Yeah. What was it? There was something. Oh, I posted something. There was a child in Denver that committed suicide, however you preferred that to be heard. I think out in Colorado last week, and I posted it on my Facebook. And I was waiting to get some flack or some at least create some discussion. I said, you can bully, you can hit, you can spit, you can name call. Just please don't do one thing. Don't say you should kill yourself. Like, because kids are going to be cruel and mean, mm-hmm. and a lot of that will stem from the parents. But look, kids are going to be kids, and you have to parent that out of them.
Right.
Just please, I implore you, don't ever say you should kill yourself to another human being.
Ever.
I agree.
And I know that sounds, you know, rude to just gloss over the bullying and stuff, because that one causes the other. But,
well, it's like I said earlier, you gotta put a face on it. Like, you can't just brush it under, like, oh, you shouldn't say that. Like, laugh it off. Like, he was just kidding.
Yeah.
Like, there's kids out there who take stuff to heart. I work with children, mm-hmm. and there's sometimes I raise my voice and I see, like, the sheer terror over their face. I'm just like, ooh. I went a little too far there. You know what I mean? Like, each child is an individual person. They have individual needs, and there's sometimes I've raised my voice. What I can say to one kid in a stern voice, I cannot say to another, because they will take that to heart and I will be labeled the mean teacher. You know what I mean?
Andrea, right. which of your kids under two misbehaves the most? Connor?
Connor's the little rascal. And we call him a little rascal, and he even says, like, I a rascal.
He knows he's mischievous.
He is definitely mischievous.
Okay. Flea, did you look over that article of the things that won't be around in 50 years?
I did. I looked over some of it, yes.
And we talked a little bit about self-driving cars or driverless cars in the future.
I heard this morning.
I'm kind of fan.
we can do this both ways. Things that won't be around in just a few decades and where we've come from. Just 2 decades ago, the smoking section was the booth next to the non-smoking section. We're like, why did we ever let this happen?
Right.
So we'll talk about that in less than 15 minutes here on the Morning Reboot. 7:34. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Coming up this morning around 8:50 or so, your first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. You can text the show 419-240-1055. Our friend, my friend, she was a listener and then became a friend. And that was before there were any kids, and now there are three little ones. Dr. Andrea Mata from the University of Findlay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Toledo and surrounding areas.
There we go. So I don't typically like to read off lists.
Yes.
Especially if someone else's hard work, because I'd like to come up with our own stuff. But yeah. I did come across this kind of fascinating list, and it kind of stems from a thought I had a couple of weeks ago where I was like, I can't believe we're just like two decades removed from smoking sections, like where they were one booth away. And I remember as a kid, I'd be thinking to myself, what does it matter if they're one booth over? There's nothing stopping the cigarette smoke from coming to where we're eating. And we kind of woke up one day, and now it's even weird to see people smoking inside some places.
And smoking in bars. That's only like 5 to 7 years old.
Yep. Things change. And this, I don't want to read all of these because some of them are pretty controversial, but I'll go through the list of what things may not be around by 2070, which is 50 years, or it might be a lot less than that. Youth tackle football, bosses eating meat, conspicuous consumption, which is like just buying things to have things. The drug war, the way we die, banning sex work, 401ks, Facebook and Google, self-driving cars, and abandoning public education. Now, some of these we can get really philosophical for and very controversial. When I read through the bosses one, I disagreed because I think there will always be a hierarchy of the way things are done, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
also some people need that guidance to tell them what to do.
Not everyone is a leader. And I think that's one thing that like I struggle with at the university because they're like, everyone's a leader. And I'm like, no.
Right.
The youth tackle football, I've long thought in the last 5 years that moms are going to make the decision to not let their 7-year-old boys smash their heads into other kids.
I didn't know there was still tackle football, to be honest.
I think some places.
Like my nephew played with... He had a little flags on the side.
The conspicuous consumption, Andrea was just pointing out how this is a very liberal-leaning site and list. And I don't disagree, but I can make arguments for some of these. With the conspicuous consumption, I think that comes down to this. I'm holding my phone. Mm-hmm. Whereas when we were all kids, we wanted to buy stuff, have things. And then I think cars might have even tailed off a little bit. The car industry might have seen this, where it... And we bought things to have status. Now it's like, what device do we have?
Right.
How functional are we on our device? That kind of shows status. And now when we buy vehicles, it's like, it's not necessarily the exterior or the aesthetic. It's like, how wired in is this thing?
Or like, what app can I put on my phone
to
drunk purchase something?
But I think it's going to change. Like in 50 years, this phone is not going to be the status symbol anymore. It's going to be something else.
Something else will come along. Andrea, your thoughts on this? Anything that you've like thought as a mom or whatever, as an adult, that might not be around in how many ever years?
I guess my hope is that we will be less reliant on technology. I think you were saying this morning, like you're just kind of like what phrase did you use? The old fogey?
Oh, I'm old. Well, in 50 years, I'll be 85. I'll just change my poop bag. That's all I care about.
I mean,
like whatever.
I think some of these things could be gone before we're too old.
Right. And I actually brought up another list. And like they just brought up like money. They think money will be gone because like everyone just uses technology.
You mean pay
cash?
Legit cash. Like yeah. I see it now because like I used to be a cash person. I do, but I did, and like now I'm just like, oh, you can just scan this barcode on my phone. Here, because everyone's moving so fast paced now. Like I find myself when I'm behind someone. And they start counting ones or like money. I'm just like, it's like when I was a kid and the late older ladies would write a check. And I'd be like, my mom, like, ugh.
I still wrote a check like about a week, month
you
ago.
You should be banned from that place.
People still write checks. And I'm just like, oh, they got to put it through the scanner. And she better put it right through the first time or she's going to have to redo it again.
Oh, no, it was because I forgot my debit card. And so I had like my emergency check. And so I pulled out my check and I wrote it. Yesterday, I pulled out my emergency 100 and because I forgot my debit card.
They should have carded you and said, "Ma'am, I need to see your ID because you look great. You look great for 74."
You know what's gonna happen in the future? They're gonna like someone's gonna write checks and they're gonna have like that 17-year-old kid working. It's like, Don't you have Apple Pay? And they're like, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to get my manager.
I've always, maybe it's too futuristic. And now that we have ways to pay on our phone and Venmo and stuff like that. By the way, the Morning Reboot, Eric Floyd, our friend Dr. Andrea, is here to hang out with us this morning. You've heard her on the podcast before. I figure I'll take it a step further when the chip we get implanted into our finger can just go, $10.99.
No, thank you.
Old folks. Nope.
No. This side you can take. Like,
you can take my card. I'm not putting anything in my finger.
Along the lines of like eating meat, and I'm not like anti-vegan by any stretch, but the Impossible Burger kind of, if you can seamlessly swap my food, fine, do it. And if it can be a little healthier, fine. I wonder if, like in that same vein, where soda will go. And I know, like I'm a Coke Zero consumer, but still, I know the longer the ingredients list is, the worse it is for you. And even some of the fruit drinks, and I'm not talking like orange juice or things like that, but some things that you drink that you think are healthy are really not. Just the more ingredients, the worse it is, and anything ending in like acid or old or ick.
Well,
so I wonder if soda might go the way. Sorry, pop.
Pop.
Might kind of go the way of like alcohol and cigarettes, or there will just be a like futuristic Star Trek replacement for it where there's no calorie, there's literally nothing, and you can make it as unhealthy as you want by hitting a button.
My sister and I were talking about this, and like if you just look at the way pop is consumed, the serving sizes are getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Some cities have sugar taxes on drinks like that.
And my sister even said, we're going to come to the point where I want to pop. It's going to be a Listerine strip.
Yeah,
like you're just gonna pop it on your tongue and be like, "Oh, I'm satisfied now."
And Andrea, to your husband Jim's point, I'm not for restricting anybody's right to live an unhealthy lifestyle, but soda, I always hone in on soda because I know it was one thing that I made a conscious choice to cut out of in my life because I do know that it is not healthy for you, and it can be. Like, drink black coffee all you want, I do, but not all the soda that you can handle or the other caffeinated drinks.
Right. Pop is my go-to caffeine because I don't do coffee. Mm. And so
you're missing out.
He converted me.
I'm a super taster, so I can't.
I have a pop every now and then, but I don't drink it religiously like I used to. I've made the change. It was a hard change.
It is a hard change.
Because I was like, ugh.
Let me ask this as we get closer to wrapping this up here. If you've given any thought to where we've come and you had that thought like I did, like the smoking booth was next to the non-smoking booth. Anything we look back at when we were younger and go, why were we so dumb and look at us now?
I got one.
Go ahead.
Oh my God. The payphone. I used to scramble for a quarter to call my mom at school for a payphone. I tried to tell my nephew because my nephew's like, I need a new cell phone. I'm like, look. 12-year-old cell phones are relatively a new concept. Like, do you remember when you like couldn't make calls till after 9 because the minutes were free?
Absolutely.
And like, you were like, was it like you get 500 free minutes during the day at 9 o'clock,
and everybody made calls at
everyone
9.
Everyone making the calls at 9,
and you were the poor kid if you couldn't start till 10.
And I tried to tell my nephew, I was like, back in my day, because I was that person. Sending a text message was like 10 cents a message. Like every time you sent it, was like 10 cents. My mom would be like, you sent 100. Oh, what was it? Oh, I spent like $50 worth of like text messages one time. My mom was like, we were taking text off. Like you could take text off.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Andrea, something that we look back at and go, what were we thinking? Nothing.
I can't.
I can give you. It's okay.
Go ahead.
No. I'm not. I can think about it. I kind of sprung it on you. But how about as a mom? Anything you look at and you're like, I hope we overcome this. I hope things get better for them, so I don't have to deal with it.
I think just the over parenting, and just handing your kid. But again, I am very. Please know, listeners, I am very like hands on with my kids. I'm not. I'm anti technology as much as I possibly can be. So. Being more interactive and not letting technology kind of live our lives.
And go along that lines. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I work with kids and like, let them get hurt.
Absolutely. Like let
them. Like sounds really horrible. Sorry if you're listening, my other boss. Like just let them cry. Let them get over it. Because like there's times that, sorry Tiana, call you out. My nephew would be hurt. She'd like run over there so quickly. I'm like, hey, he's gonna. You're not always going to be there when he gets hurt. Like, let him cry.
Dr. Andre and
unless
I are going to
bleeding or dead.
Do a do an off-air podcast after the show about a book that we read that speaks to just that. And it's prepare your kid for the road. Don't change the road for the kid. Or prepare your kid. Don't protect them. Mm-hmm. One final thought and why this article kind of struck me was when we were having the football discussion at the infancy of CTE and head trauma, like, God, 5, 6, 7 years or so ago. Right. And we realized that, you know, how bad it was for the health of human beings and the players weren't as protected as they could be. I look back and granted, it wasn't like 50 years ago, but like a long time ago. You know, people go over to Rome and Italy and they visit the Colosseum.
Right.
And in human history, people were killing each other for fun. Right. And it was completely okay. Like, we've come along, and I wonder if like 100 years in the future, we're going to look back at like football or other things like that.
I think football is going to stick around. But I'm also I love football. So I'm partial to it.
Fair enough.
Curling might go away.
No way.
Is curling really a thing?
Yes. Oh, I love curling. How dare you?
There's a BG one, yes, I know.
You passed it on your ride here.
I did pass it on my ride.
What is it, like the curling epicenter of the universe on 25 there, right? We have a massive curling spot here.
Do we really?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to go curling.
In between Perrysburg Township and BG.
Curling right? Club.
Curl.
Sign me up.
But don't slip on the ice because you'll get one of those gymnast injuries.
Ooh.
Crack. 7:45 with the morning reboot. 7:58, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. In about 15 minutes, definitely before 8:30, Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, we will kind of test Floyd because Beyonce's Netflix special is coming out.
Yeah, and she's tattooed on me twice, so yeah, let's go.
There are Beyonce-centric questions to win today's prize. It's Eric Floyd. Our friend Dr. Andrea Mott is here, my friend. She's been on the podcast before. She's a mom and a big Real Housewives fan, mm-hmm. And that talk just broke. The best... little radio nugget here. The best content is what happens off the air.
Yeah, you have your Marvel Cinematic Universe. We have our Bravo Real Housewives Universe.
Absolutely.
And what happened? Well, you didn't watch the basketball game last night. You watched the reunion instead?
Yeah, because I was working out, and so the reunion was on Sunday night, and so I just turned it on my iPad and was working out to it. So, or it was on when I was working out.
And it's a Real Housewives of Atlanta. So like, it's like, so here's the thing about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, it's nothing but like, I know they're all women, but it's nothing but gay men. That's all they are. They're like tongue popping and clicking and clacking. Trust me,
shade,
I know.
Shade,
I
am shade.
Shade. Yes, girl. Yes. Oh, cr-. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they say oh, cr- so many times, which I think they have to stop saying now. But like, it is... I think I found my new best friend. And then my other
stop
favorite...
stealing my friends!
And then she brought out The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is like my favorite franchise. Like, it's number one, and then it's like Atlanta's like close teetering underneath. And then there's, what is the one with the Countess? Is that New York?
I think New York might be high up on mine. Oh, I think I have to put it above.
Do you? Okay.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, I forgot about New Jersey.
And New Jersey's so good.
Oh, yes,
with Teresa.
Oh, Teresa. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't like bring this out of here and talk about it. As long as she can find a sitter for the three kids under two, I'm sure Andrea will come up and talk about this with you when we need to.
What was the sister's name on New Jersey? She left and came
Caroline?
Back. I love her. She's my faves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of Red from Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
She's a no-nonsense ginger.
Yes.
That's the lady from Star Trek.
Yeah, Captain Jan Janeway.
Yes. But she left that show, right?
What? Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I thought we were talking about Housewives.
Okay.
But yeah,
we all need our empty calorie entertainment.
Absolutely.
That's yours.
That's mm-hmm. Guilty Pleasure TV. What's, right there.
Is that yours too?
No, I would say Guilty Pleasure because people know I love it. Like, I'm just thinking my Guilty Pleasure.
I call it empty
show.
Calories.
Empty calories?
Yeah, it's totally like, my empty calories.
It's your Coke Zero. What's mine? Do I have
but
one?
But you have a passion for all the shows you watch. Like, I think if you said a show, I'd be like, oh, I can see him liking that.
Like, this sounds dumb, but I don't seek out things that make me laugh. I like to have my mind turned on. I know.
Oh,
it sounds really dumb.
And that's how I started watching these kind of shows. Mm-hmm. It was like in grad school, was like I needed, especially with the clinical work that I do, like I needed something to get me away
right.
from everything that, you know, that my right. clients would talk about. So I needed something that was mindless. And so Housewives is the epitome of
do
mindless.
You remember the greatest Housewives episode ever when Teresa...
flipped the table?
Oh my God. When she's like, no one come between me and my family!
Is that like, Giudice?
Yeah, she's like, what did she say? Wait. She's like,
prostitution
you
whore.
You prostitution whore? Did you call me a prostitution whore? Is bitch better? And she flips the table. And I'm just like, oh my God. In my next life, I want to be a housewife. You get paid to be a mess?
Yeah.
And people love you?
You've never tried out for, what's the home show? The house guest show.
What the house guest show?
On CBS, Big Brother.
Big Brother? They're paying those people, too. I would be amazing on Big Brother. Because, you know, I'd be the most hated person in America, but I'd walk out that house and be like, what's up, Julie Chen, whatever your new last name is. What's her, Ombres, what's her new last name?
Moongred. That's the slimy CBS guy.
She changed her last name.
Now, she did?
Yeah, it's Julie Chen hyphen Moonves now.
Lawsuit.
To support him?
Yeah. I was like, girl, just give me my $1 million. I'm Big Brother.
Yeah.
I'm like, but there's not a big... I think when you're on these shows, you want to be on the reunion. Mm-hmm. And there's no Big Brother reunion, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, they line everyone up and talk about their experience one by one. But, like, you want to be with the cast and be like, Dr. Andreas, when you found out Eric said this and Floyd held it from you, how did you feel? Like, and she has an emotional breakdown. And I'm just like, girl, calm down. You know, and Eric's just like, I don't even want to be here. I don't like people.
Yeah. That was like NeNe last night. Or NeNe on Sunday night.
It's 8:03 with the morning reboot. We'll test all this with your Beyonce knowledge in a couple of minutes. Tacos and Trivia Tuesdays on the way.
Q105. Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now. Q105's The Morning Reboot.
I will get to Wendy in 1 second. If you want to try because Wendy fails, call us 419-240-1055. It's Eric Floyd, a friend of the show. She's been on the podcast before. Dr. Andrea Mata from the University of Findlay is here. She was a listener that said, come talk about your mental health stuff for my students. We did that, and now we're friends. And she lives in a different podcast universe because you're caught up now to the podcast episodes. But frequently she'll text me and be like, what was going on with this? It was 2 weeks
someone
ago.
Someone punch you in the throat.
At least she's listening.
Yes, exactly. We don't care when it is, as long as you do it. So what's the most obscure Beyonce nugget that you know?
At least you told me earlier is I know her middle name.
Which is?
Giselle.
Okay. I don't have anything like that here, but if Wendy or someone else, if you pay attention and you can get all five of these correct, you'll win the prize that we have here for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. Andrea, where's your favorite place to get tacos? Your dad making them?
My dad making them. Like, my Jim and I just decided the other day that my dad should probably make us some chicken enchiladas again.
Because your dad is Colombian?
Mexican.
Oh. Mexican. Mm-hmm. Well, I just sounded like the
born
president.
And raised in Mexico.
Nice.
You would never guess by looking at her, would you?
Actually, you know what?
You would?
No, I'm not going to judge a book by her by this cover because you have Cameron Diaz, you have all those people who look Caucasian, and then she was on the Alma Awards, and I said, oh, she is Latina.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can't judge. You can't judge nowadays.
You only judge music by its cover.
I do. If it's a bad CD cover,
really?
And if the first two songs don't get me, it's out the window.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
Thanks for holding on. How big of a Beyonce fan are you?
Pretty decent.
Okay. Let's make this very clear. This prize that hopefully you win has nothing to do with Beyonce other than you being able to watch her Netflix special when it comes out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you can ask Floyd for some help with this. First question. Who were the original four girls in Destiny's Child? Beyonce and Kelly are givens. So, LaToya and Latavia, Michelle and Farrah, Michelle and Tina.
Where did Solange go? Wasn't Solange in there too?
She was the backup dancer.
And that's Beyonce's sister. So, LaToya and Latavia, Michelle and Farrah, Michelle and Tina.
I'm going to go with the second one.
Do you want to try a lifeline with Floyd?
Floyd, you want to help me out, honey?
It's LaToya and Latavia.
Thank you.
There you go. Now, Floyd, this will be a very easy Beyonce one for you anyway. Wendy, which solo Beyonce album was released first? Sasha Fierce, Beyonce, Dangerously in Love.
Beyonce.
Floyd, do you want to give her a lifeline?
It's not that one.
It's not?
No. Think of
Crazy in Love.
I would go with Dangerously in Love.
Okay, all right, nice. Including Destiny's Child's wins, how many Grammy Awards does Beyonce have?
Oh.
30.
Oh, Jesus Christ, doesn't she have like a whole room full of them?
Right. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to give her that one.
All right. Well, no, what are the numbers? I want to play this because I don't think I know this one too.
38,
okay. 23, 3. I'm going to say, Wendy, just for poops and giggles, 23.
That's correct.
Because she just hit 23 with her last album with Jay-Z.
And I think she has 60-some nominations. Mm-hmm. All right, you got two to go here, Wendy. What day and date is Beyoncé's birthday? Floyd, do you know this?
Yes. Don't even give options.
Hold on. October 4th, 1983? October 4th, 1981? September 4th, 1981? Do you want to go straight to Floyd for this one?
Yes, please.
It's the title track of her album. It's B-Day. It's 9-4-8-1.
That's another one correct.
That's what I was going to say.
Nice
September,
job.
But I was on the line there.
Floyd, I don't even think you would get this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Beyoncé made her... Now, I wrote these questions in somewhat tricky of a fashion, but the level of difficulty is beginner today. Beyoncé made her TV debut on... Do you know the answer?
Just go.
Beyoncé made her TV debut, Wendy, on what show? The famous Jet Jackson, The Wayne Brady Show, or Smart Guy?
That's a trick question.
That is a trick question. The one before Wayne Brady.
Hold on. You would be really smart if you got this one right. Really smart.
Guy?
Yeah, nice job. Who's the little brother for who, Floyd?
Tia and Tamara Mari. Sister.
She played herself. Is that the tricky part of it?
No, because she made her TV debut on Star Search with Girls Time.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but wasn't an option, so.
No, sorry. Her listed Wikipedia TV debut was a Smart Guy, and these shows, I think she played herself in all of them because those were the Destiny's Child days.
Mm.
Wendy, nice job.
Good job, Win-Win.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Win-Win.
We do have a prize for you, but you can also watch the Beyoncé Netflix special when that comes out next week on the 17th. Hold on, Wendy. Don't go anywhere. How are the questions?
Those are good questions. The last one threw me for a loop.
Sorry.
You should have said network TV. Sitcom debut, I don't know, whatever.
I
was correct in all of them. That's all we care about.
The default in all of these is what Wikipedia says. The last thing I ever want to do is get caught with my pants down on one of these questions where it's like, no.
I totally went with Star Search, and then I was like, oh, he's doing sitcoms. That one I did not know, so.
And I try to follow.
That would have got me.
What I learned, Dr. Andrea, in my PSAT class, mm-hmm. You can always rule out one answer because it's so left field.
Yes.
Is that still true when taking tests these days?
I think for the most part, like you can rule out one or two.
Also, before we take a quick break here, and we have some more guests stopping in for a really cool opportunity with the Ronald McDonald House, Dr. Andrea is the author of one of the most popular Facebook posts on my page ever, the Are You a Psychopath test.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
She made that. I got to find that somewhere and post it again. People love that.
Yeah, I want to take it.
Do you think you're a psychopath?
No.
822.
Do psychopaths know they're psychopaths because this quiz wouldn't be a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a quiz. It's an empirical test.
Oh, okay.
Those are deep. What part of doctor don't you get?
I mean...
She's not a medical doctor. University of Finley. Behavioral sciences.
I mean, she's intelligent. She's very intelligent.
Do you ever see me hanging around people that like aren't people you want to immediately take from me? Exactly.
Yeah.
8:23 with the morning reboot. Love yourself. 8:35 with the morning reboot on Q105. There is a really cool opportunity that the Ronald McDonald House has for you, and we'll have those guests in before 9 o'clock this morning. And yes, we do have a Ronald McDonald House. Here. It's actually in the shadow of Toledo Hospital, right off of Central. And if you're not familiar with it, we'll get into all of what that is. And hopefully you never have to utilize their services one day. It's Eric and Floyd. Our friend, Dr. Andrea Mata, is here from the University of Finley. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Are we kind of victory lapping around Renee right now? Like that we're here and she's not?
Well, she wanted to come.
You can bring her up next time.
Next time.
You were a listener to the show, and then after there was no show, you're like, hey, come speak to my class. I'm like, who the hell are you? You're like, I'm a listener to the show, or was, and I'm like, why? You teach psychology and other smart things. What were you listening to our mindlessness for? And you said you
were on my commute.
So there you go. And then we connected, and now she's here. So there you go. Just invite me to speak. Pay me a little bit of money, and you two can pay your way into the show. No, I'm kidding. You have to be a really good friend, and we have to have coffee like, once a month? Once a month or so. You, since I first met, you were pregnant, I think, when we first connected with the twins.
Yes.
You were since then pregnant another time. I think, can we talk about Jim?
Yes.
Did he beat the vasectomy baby?
It wasn't vasectomy. So we had, we were struggling back in like 2014, 2015, we were struggling with infertility. And so we had male factor infertility. And so we had to go through in vitro fertilization to get our twins.
Mm. And then through the magic of God and a lot of praying, there was an accident.
Correct. So we were told essentially by our fertility clinic that we would never get pregnant naturally. And then we had the twins through IVF. And then about 2 months after I stopped breastfeeding, then I got the twins. I got pregnant again. So surprise, it can't happen.
I want to share the story because I think there's a part that's very relatable to it, or else you and I will get off on all kinds of tangents about books that we like and have like high-minded debates and all this stuff. But I was fascinated because I was like, that shouldn't be possible. And then there was a physiological reason that what they told Jim, why he was able to...
I don't think the doctors told us why. It was just that. So when we did the sperm analysis back in like 2015, there was like we had significant issues, which caused me not to be able to get pregnant. And then Jim got a kind of a higher power job. And so like him and I's belief is that because he had a higher paying job, his testosterone increased, which then kind of revitalized the sperm. And then bam, I got pregnant.
So
super sperm.
Yeah, exactly. we joke, but it. So please do not give up all hope or having to go the route of fertility treatments, because I know that they're tens of thousands of dollars potentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just pray that person gets promoted. Like work really hard and get something that like can really ramp up your testosterone.
Exactly.
Like go be that D of a boss that's bossing people around. And you're like, you know what? We're bumping you up, Larry.
Slide over a paper like, hey, babe. This job listing right here.
Yeah.
Get that promotion.
It's head undertaker. Yeah, but still.
Right.
It's manager, third shift, right. Chick-fil-A. Right. It's manager.
Chick-fil-A is delicious, by the way. Floyd, you and I are not friends when it comes to Chick-fil-A.
Hate chicken. Philip coined that. Hate chicken. But
it's not hate chicken. It's so delicious.
It's where it comes from is hate chicken, but who it's given it to you by is if South Bend's Mayor Pete has his way, he will mend those fences.
He's going to bring chicken and cows together.
It's the morning reboot. Eric and Floyd, Dr. Andre Amata, a friend of the show here, professor at the University of Findlay's here. You have twins.
I do.
I think you wanted us to do this as a topic before, and we can do this perhaps even tomorrow. I don't think we have time to take calls now. You probably didn't know it before, but hashtag twin probs.
Yes.
What's that life like?
So I texted Eric a few weeks ago because I took my toddlers out, the twin toddlers, Charlotte and Connor, out to Kroger. And usually Kroger, depending on which Kroger you go to.
Oh, I remember this story. this is such a thing that somebody would hit us on Facebook with.
Oh, I'm ready.
So depending on which Kroger you go to, there's carts that are, so like the Kroger and BJ has very nice carts where they have like a little car that you put in front of the cart, and then the twins can just drive their car in this little, you know, cute cart. But then there's other Krogers that don't have those carts, or they have a version of it, but they have very limited numbers of them. So the one Kroger that the twins and I went to this day, they only have 3 of these carts. And so I, you know, had the kids in the car, and I was like, okay, like, and they get super excited. They're like, drive, 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 when they know that we're going to Kroger. And I was like, yeah, we're going to see if there's, you know, a cart, and we'll drive, drive, drive. And so I pull into, and we're walking, and right as we're like getting into the Kroger, there's like the last double cart is taken. Ooh. And then as we are, so then I have to, Connor doesn't want to ride in the cart and Charlotte wants to ride up top. So then now I'm pushing Charlotte in the cart and I have Connor in my other arm. And then as I'm trying to do my shopping in the produce section, all of a sudden this dad with one of the twin, like the double carts comes up with one kid. And I was like, come on now. Like, all of the other carts are made for people with one child. Like, if you have one child, please don't use the double carts because there's probably a parent with two kids that, you know, is relying on that cart.
I just imagined her son in his head in his best, like, kid Samuel L. Jackson voice, mother lover. They come around the corner like, ain't that something?
I was thinking of Connor with his dark Ray-Bans on. Perhaps a gold chain and rolling down the street, smoking gin, sipping nothing but a G thing. That person is the same person. We're going to do this sometime this week because I'm sick of it. That's the same person that parks in a handicap space. And you know what? Mm-hmm. They know they're doing it. I saw one. I want to do this topic later on as soon as we can. The worst handicap parking offenders in the area. Like,
where are they located?
Yes.
I know where the epicenter is.
The Kroger on Glendale.
The Walmart on Glendale. Glendale. Everything on Glendale.
There was, I'll save this for when we do it. Can you give me another like 30 second twin problem that you have?
Just trying to kind of maneuver so that with Chloe now, like I took them swimming the other day. And so like they're used to, Connor and Charlotte are used to holding my hand. But now that if I go anywhere with the three of them, like I have to have Chloe in the car seat. And so then I just moved them to hold each other's hand and then one of them will hold my hand. So that's also kind of a twin problem.
Not,
or now adding the third is like reading stories. Like they're so used to one gets one lap, the other one gets the other lap. And then if you try to put the third into the mix, they're like, no, this is, like, we ain't having this.
When my mom brought my sister home, I was like, Donna, who this woman?
Yeah.
Who is she? Why is she here?
Andrea, do you remember when I tell the story about when my mom told me that she was pregnant with my brother, Paul, and I was like 8 and a half at the time. And I distinctly remember saying, you didn't ask me. So we had the same response.
Right.
8:43. Hang on for friends from the Ronald McDonald House and a great opportunity they have for you if you can help them out.
Right.
55 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase, Floyd, a friend of the show, Dr. Andrea Mata from the University of Finley is here. And I promised you a good couple of minutes with a good topic and a great opportunity for a great resource that we have here that not many people know about. Let me introduce Chad Bringman, who is the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House here in Northwest Ohio.
Good morning.
Hi, Chad. I've long known about the Ronald McDonald House because it's been in places where I've grown up. Mm-hmm. Ours is relatively new, I think 2 or 3 years old.
The new house, yes. But we've been in here. We've been in Toledo since 1982.
New house is right in the shadow of Toledo Hospital. Could you talk about what the Ronald McDonald House and the charities do, please?
I would love it. So first of all, we are a home away from home for families that travel to Toledo for medical care. So folks that have a sick kid, and whether they're at Toledo Children's Hospital, Mercy Children's Hospital, the University of Toledo Medical Center, if they're coming to Toledo for medical care, we're there for them. And there is no cost to the family. Families... cost gets offset by our community, and that just always continues to humble me that 36, almost 37 years we've been here, and literally that's all on the donations of our community.
They are not like roach-ridden motel rooms either. They're in fact quite the opposite. You just got back from the Bahamas.
I did.
The rooms at the Ronald McDonald House, I've been in them. They are quite hotel and resort-like.
Yeah, ours are very nice. When we built the new house, that was something that we obviously took a lot of consideration into. But the rooms are only part of it. You know, we really encourage the families to kind of get out and about and mingle with each other, et cetera. So the rooms are great. The common spaces are great. The kitchen is great. That's the heart of the home, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what home you're in. And the island is where the families tend to gather, where volunteers come in and cook every single day for the families. It's a great space, no doubt about it.
Chad, the executive director of Ronald McDonald here, the Ronald McDonald House here in Northwest Ohio. I'll ask you about those volunteer opportunities in a moment, how people can get involved. Great. I was part of it with the Young Jewish Toledo back in the fall, and it was a great experience. Happy to help out all those families. Can you talk about this incredible experience you have to offer to people where they can go play golf, where Tiger Woods, and others. Mm-hmm. All the familiar golf names have played and hit balls. You can do the same.
Absolutely. And the chances are phenomenal. We're selling raffle tickets. We're partnering with Lexus, specifically Jim White, here in Toledo. So we're very fortunate that this is the third year they've partnered with us. 200 tickets is all we're selling. They're $100 each. And if you're one of the, if you're the winner, you get to take somebody along with you. So it's two people. You get on an airplane. That's taken care of. You go stay in the resorts right in Pebble Beach, which is incredible in
itself. Overlooks the ocean, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're staying in top of the line. When you get there, your clubs disappear, and you don't see them until you show up at the at the course. I mean, they treat you like you're there like your Tiger Woods
or somebody, right? This is an incredible opportunity. I mean, we've had all these Mega Millions, Powerballs, and all this stuff, and yeah, it's a lot of money, and there's a 1 in 78 trillion chance.
Right.
This is, granted, it's a big investment. It's not a lottery ticket. Right. It's $100. Big investment, but 1 in 200. Someone here will win that.
Someone here will win it. Local winners both times. And both cases, they've come right off of the plane and literally come to the house and told us just what, gave us pictures and told us what it was all about. They've had literally the opportunity of a lifetime and have appreciated it. So we love that feedback as well.
Awesome. Hopefully, families will not have to use your, our listeners will not ever have to use your resources, but it is there for them. Because the last thing families want to worry about when their children are being tended to is, where am I going to sleep tonight?
That's right.
Am I going to have to sleep in the chair in the hospital? And then the stress comes, and then the lack of sleep. But it's such a palatial place to be where they can worry about themselves so they can help their children get better. Can you talk about the volunteer opportunity, something that like I did where we came in with a group and we just cooked meals?
Yep. Volunteers are our lifeblood. And I know every organization may say that, and there's a lot of truth to that too. But, you know, there's eight of us full time. And the rest is all volunteers. We have about 205 volunteers that are regular volunteers. They're there with us every week, every month. And then there's groups that come in. And really, without those, we can't do what we do. The amount of time that that offsets, you know, we're a 38,000 square foot house now, so just to keep that place clean and operating, and meals prepared, etc., it's not something that we would be able to do without our volunteers. So when people ask me what can I do to volunteer, I always encourage people to come take a look, because there's something for everybody. It's really difficult to kind of, when we have our high school groups come in, I love to say, think of how many chores you have at home and imagine if you had 28 families living here, you know. So there's always stuff to do.
My group went in and we made lunch one day, and there was no heavy lifting. There was nothing chore like. I think that was one of the things that we chose to do. There was a group of us. We made mac and cheese and salad, and it's a great experience. It's a great
and building. A cool kitchen too, right?
Yes, it is. I kind of fancy myself as a foodie, and I did fantasize a little bit in there, but it's a great thing. And when that building went up and opened a couple of years or so ago, I was excited to have it in our area. It's another sign that this is a great region of good health in our here where we live.
Absolutely, and we are very fortunate again, we survive only on donations. So when we build a $10 million Ronald McDonald House and people support that just like they do every day operating, that's why we love people to come in and volunteer. Just come in, take a look. Toledo, you built this, right? Yep. And you built it for our neighbors. So come check it out and come see what you were a part of.
Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities here in Northwest Ohio, Chad Brinkman. How can people grab those tickets for the raffle for Pebble Beach, and how can people get involved, website otherwise?
All of it on our website, you know, in today's world. But
Google it.
That's right, Google it. But if you go to our website, you're going to see the flyer for this Lexus opportunity. You click on that, it literally takes you to where you get the tickets. Very easy. Volunteer opportunities are right on there. Other ways to support, you know, we do have our own golf outing. We do have Cork and Pork coming up in June, which is a fun event out at Shorty's. So all that is right on our website.
Okay. When's the draw for Pebble Beach?
We draw that at our golf outing in August.
I would suggest it's a good Father's Day gift. And
Fathers would love it. There's no doubt about
you're
it.
You're in a raffle that you might be golfing at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Good gift. Yeah. Better than a tie, right?
Right on.
Or a
right
bucket
on.
Of balls.
Right
on. And so, Chad, good to meet you. Thanks for the time. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
9:02, Jeff and McGee will play the trailer game and see get some streaming suggestions coming up before 9:30.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...
Sorry, I got so many buttons to hit. Good morning, it's the morning reboot. I totally forgot. Before I introduce our superhero over here, I've got to give you your national keyword so you can win the $1,000 payoff. Your chance to win another $1,000 with the $1,000 payoff happens now. Text national keyword LIVE, L-I-V-E, to 95819. That's LIVE to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry data and message rates may apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. live or live to 95819. You have till 9:20. You did not miss anything. That music means our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee, is in the house. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today?
We're good. A friend of the show, Dr. Andre Amata, is here. Floyd, you know the familiar faces.
Of course. And Andre, I hope you'll enjoy our little get-together here to geek out about all things pop culture and to discuss potentially.
Sorry.
Not a problem. We're dealing with a few technical hiccups here, but we got it. Today, we're going to be discussing this weekend's movies, which include the Hellboy reboot comes out this weekend. Also, the upcoming movie version of The Missing Link from Laika, the studio that did Kubo and the Two Strings. And the one we're focusing on, which is called Little, which is a movie with Regina Hall playing a tech mogul who gets transformed into a 13-year-old version of herself. You know, this plot is so original and blindingly incredible that it's like Hollywood hasn't done it dozens of times before, which of course they have. There have been tons of movies where a character has either been started out as young and turned into old, swapped bodies with somebody who's older, started tall, turned small, started fat, turned thin, etc., etc. So that's what our focus is today for the trailer game. We're looking at body swap movies. Movies where characters started a movie one way and then ended up completely different. And this actually runs the gamut. I'm kind of stunned about how many different genres you can squeeze this basic idea into. So I tried to make sure we covered as many of them as possible in this little short period of time. So, everybody, hands on buzzers or hands on desk as we start with number one on the list, please.
And I hope we can hear these.
For Josh Baskin, life was a little unfair.
It's got to be Big.
That has to be Big. Of course, it has to be Big. That has to be good. You knew that had to be in there somewhere. It's the most famous example of this, so I decided to throw it out of there at the earliest possible date.
Get it out the way.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
The gypsy in that changed him is one of the overlooked scary things of the 80s.
Pretty much. I mean, that thing just had an ominous factor to it. Zoltan. I actually remember its name. The machine that opened its mouth rhythmically.
Okay, did you guys see Batman with Jim Carrey?
Yes, he was a Riddler.
They kind of had one like that.
That machine that he got his ideas from is what turned Tom Hanks into a little kid.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. So, all right, Eric, one. Everybody else, nothing. As we go to number two on the list, please.
For Professor Sherman Clark.
Nutty Professor.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice job, you did it.
Andrea, well done. Was it just the name, Sherman Clump, or was it even
you said the professor and the name.
Okay, I got
close
you.
Close to your heart.
That I got you.
I also thought I've had a list in my movies. One of them.
I adored that movie. I thought that was a very, very good movie.
How many were there?
There were only two, believe it or not. They only had the two. And the sequel didn't do too bad, so I don't know if it just was a matter of they just moved on from it or something. But then, obviously, you know, he drilled the idea of turning into a fat person into the ground with Norbit, which was not a good movie by any means.
Norbit is a black people classic. You can go down Hollywood, and we are quoting that movie to this
So the only
day.
Person not on the board right now is Floyd. And we go to number three on the list, please.
David Batts.
That's Shazam.
Yes, it is, because of course it is. We just had a Billy Batson swap movie last week.
I was like, Shaquille O'Neal? What?
I love that urban legend has taken such reins now that everybody is going to assume that Shazam was what the name of the movie was, and of course it didn't star Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh my god.
It starred everybody thinks it starred Sinbad.
That was Kazam.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, Kazam was the Shaquille O'Neal movie.
Oh man, they slapped Sinbad and Shaquille O'Neal together for one white people movie.
Yes.
All right, so Eric 2, Andrea 1, Floyd.
Okay.
All right. Number four on the list, please.
I've been chasing this guy ever since I joined the force. He has no conscience, and he shows no remorse. For years, I've been watching him, tracking him, studying his every move. Excellent. I know his every mannerism. And now, after all this time, I finally figured out a way to trap
Good
him.
Thought, though.
I will become him. I don't care if I live.
You're not having any fun, are you, Sean? Try terrorism for hire. We'll blow some stuff up. Ooh, it's more fun.
Nobody remembers this one.
Plan B.
Travolta
Let's
and
just
Nick
kill
Cage.
Each other.
Oh!
say it. Face off.
That's face off. Yes, it is. Not quite a body swap, but it is a face swap, and it was two actors pretending to play each other. So,
how would you live your life knowing you had the face swap with Nicolas Cage? Nicolas Cage like, oh, I got a face swap with John Travolta. It's a lose-lose for everyone. Like, I can't get Chris Evans.
Been accused of inappropriate behavior now? Both of them?
No, I don't know.
No, no, just inappropriate acting.
Yeah. All right, last one.
Last one, and Eric can only be tied at this point. Number five, please.
For Anna and Tess, there's never enough
Freaky
time.
Friday.
Of course, that's Freaky Friday.
I love that movie.
That was actually the first remake of a second one. Just came out this past year for the Disney Channel. So they keep revisiting that one.
I like the Chris Brown Lil Dicky song. Don't hate me.
That's a good song. That's a good song. It's only good for one part of that, and we can't stay on air, but it's fun.
You'll tell me off the air. Jeff, we have some. So those movies are coming out this week, and we've got some streaming suggestions to get to coming up, right?
Yes,
right,
indeed.
Hang on for that 9:15. Remember, after 10 o'clock, you can get the podcast of today's episode. Text my name to 419-240-1055.
First things first, I'm going to say all the words inside my head. I'm fired.
921. The morning reboot on Q105. Next chance to text your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff happens with Russ today about noon here on Q105. You can get more about the contest on our website, Q1055.com. The morning reboot, it's Eric and Floyd. Our friend Dr. Andrea Mata from the University of Findlay is here with us, and Jeffy McGee with some streaming suggestions in the theme of what's happening this weekend at the theaters.
Yep, if you're looking for more things related to body swapping or changing or things like that, I have a couple of things you can look up. The sleeper comedy of all body swap comedies is the one that not many people have seen, called Vice Versa, which was an excellent comedy from 1987 that starred Judge Reinhold and Fred Savage as a father and son that swapped around.
I remember that.
And they both did a great job of playing each other, basically. It was a tremendous, especially Judge Reinhold. I mean, you want to talk about a guy who kind of got short shrifted when it comes to, you know, his legacy in pop culture, because all everybody remembers him as now is the guy from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah.
But he was a very, very good comedic actor, as that movie shows, and he just basically embodies a 7-year-old kid as an adult man. And you can see that one. It is currently available for streaming on Amazon. If you want your body swap to be of the animal variety, congratulations, the Shaggy Dog reboot from 2006. God. Do you remember that one happened?
Tim Allen.
He
was a weird, like, Shaggy Dog with blue eyes.
Yeah.
That was so uncomfortable.
At least on the poster.
That was so uncomfortable.
It was in the post-Beethoven era.
Yeah.
And post-Air Bud.
No, yes, indeed. So if you wanted to see that one, it is available currently on Showtime, if you're looking for their streaming service. One of my personal favorites, the bizarre comedy Being John Malkovich, which was all about swapping with a specific individual, i.e. John Malkovich himself. And that was a great comedy. It's actually 20 years old this year. That makes me feel so old. Ooh. But it came out in 1999. If you want to see that one, that's on the Cinemax streaming service. And also, it was another remake of the movie Heaven Can Wait, was called Down to Earth with Chris Rock, that came out in the mid-2000s, where he died and came back as an old white businessman.
Yeah. Yes. Talk about another trope.
Yeah. There you go. But if you want to see that one, you can actually watch that one for free on Tubi. Anybody downloaded Tubi? It's a service. Basically, you can watch movies and TV shows for free with ads. And one of the great unsung sci-fi series of modern times, Quantum Leap, which is basically every episode was a body swap, is available on IMDb Free Dive, which is their new service where you can watch movies for free on their website.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so you can check it out on there. So, other stuff, if you're looking for some more suggestions that are on Netflix this week, Monster House. This was a very surprisingly good animated movie from the mid-2000s. It actually got
Steven Spielberg's movie.
Yeah, it actually got nominated.
I love that movie.
It actually got nominated for Best Animated Film that year, and it's about a haunted house that literally comes to life. It
eats children.
Yeah, it's actually a very good movie. So,
plot twist!
Well, it's not really a plot twist if it was in the trailers, okay? I'm
Where
sorry.
Can I... Get a house like that.
If you can see something in the trailers, it's not a spoiler. Thank you very much. If you're looking for whacked out, bizarre sci-fi, the classics, Fifth Element is on Netflix now.
You've never seen it?
I've seen it. I just don't get it.
I know a lot of people who have that attitude. Really? Trust me.
The opera alien, the gay Chris Tucker. Yeah. I was like, ma'am, what are we watching?
I can't believe that that's not like an LGBT.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It may very well be.
But at the same time, it is indeed a very bizarre sci-fi movie. Even if you take out everything, just the costumes alone, it's a very unique looking movie. So
I can do the opera. Can you do it? And then sliced in half. And then Bruce Willis stage. I love that. That movie is timeless for me.
If you're looking for to catch up on the last season of New Girl, that's going up on Netflix this week as well. And I kind of lost track of that show over the years, but I know a lot of people that have a very soft spot in their hearts for that one, so I wanted to make sure to give that one
a call. What happened to her? Did she decide to have a family and kind of stepped away from
acting? I don't know. It just kind of, she's kind of vanished from pop culture in general.
Zooey Deschanel.
Who eerily looks like Nelly Furtado and Courtney Cox.
And Katy Perry.
Kind of like an amalgamation of them all together.
Yeah, like legit.
So quirky.
And we see her every year.
Oh, for her. She's an elf.
Yes.
And with blonde hair, right? She looks weird.
And she does some really good songs there.
And her sister's on Bones. Mm-hmm. Was on Bones.
Jeff, give me one more big one.
One more big one. I want to point out that if you haven't seen any of the James Bond movies that disappeared off Netflix a few weeks back, you're in luck. They're all on Amazon now. That's where they went. Wow. So if you wanted to catch like basically anything from Bond's legendary history, check it out on there. So there.
Our friend Jeffy McGee, you can go see him at the theater and try to buy some Avengers tickets off him for the small price of
regular ticket price.
It's the popcorn where they get you. 9:27 with the morning reboot on Q105. Most like tweets are on the way.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's Most Liked Tweet of the Morning on Q105.
9:40, we're wrapping up here. Eric and Floyd and Dr. Andrea Mata, a friend of mine who's been on the podcast before, was here. You don't have to give us a favorite tweet.
Perfect.
Good for you. You avoid. See, you are a psychology professor. You avoid social media because it's hard to be disciplined, right?
Correct.
If not for our jobs, I'd step back. Can I give you mine?
Yeah.
This is actually a friend of mine, and she's like, don't get me fired. And she never replied. I said, what can I do to not get you fired? She never replied. So I won't give the place.
Okay.
But
Name.
Her name is Nicole. There must be a...
Because that's not an unusual name. It's not like Kelly or Sarah. Sorry, I mean, you're not fired.
Came with like a Bianca.
I mean the Twitter name. Whatever. She'd own this anyway. There must be a sandpaper shortage because there's actual toilet paper at work. Hell yeah.
Now I want to know where she works.
I'll tell you off the air.
It's all good.
But
all
right. we've all... You go to the bathroom here. How's our toilet paper?
I don't poop here all the time.
Lies!
I have a gas bubble earlier. I only say that because I know there's people out there suffering right now.
Fine. What's your tweet?
Mine is... This would be me as a parent. It says, I wear a clown mask to sleep just in case one of my kids has a nightmare and comes to sleep in our bed. That is me as a parent.
That's your best one ever.
I'm just saying, if a kid came in, I'm like, Dad, I'm like, what?
That wasn't your nightmare. I am.
And now I have to treat them for a phobia.
Right.
Coulrophobia. Mm-hmm. I learned something today, and I know we kind of retired. What did you learn today with the old show? But I learned, I told you what WPS is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that on Twitter. Hashtag WPS. It can get varied, but I when I talk to certain people, they know it. But hashtag BPC, Black People Classic. Norton?
No, it's Norton.
What, the Eddie Murphy movie?
Norton! What you won't do is disrespect the name of Rasputia Lattimore.
And now Eric has to give up his black card.
Right. Give it back!
What about Kevin Hart's first big movie where he made it big, the airplane movie?
Soul
BBC?
You will not quote Soul Plane right now.
Okay. All right. 9:43 with the morning reboot. Dr. Andre and I are going to crank out an off-air podcast. That will also be available later on this morning. You can text my name to get the podcast link, 419-240-1055. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow. We'll be here then on Q105, and we hope you join us.
Q105.